Welcome to a world of divine possibilities as you listen to Dunka Joseph Gomwok, Senior Pastor of the Covenant Word Christian Center International, Plot 2389, Brewery Road, opposite former Steel Rolling Mills, Industrial Layout, Jos, Plateau State. Enjoy the unlimited life as the Word of God comes to you with great power. And now, Pastor Dunka Gomwok.
Always good to be in God's presence, fellowship with God's wonderful, precious people. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Well, could you turn your Bibles with me this evening to John, the 14th chapter? Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Jesus talking to his disciples. Of course, you have to understand the chronological set of events. You have to really study and, you know, put the thing together before you understand the events. But Jesus was speaking actually in John 14 here towards the end of his ministry. He was winding up his 3.5 year ministry, preparing to go to the cross. But he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Praise the Lord. Of course, Messiah. You know, Israel, the first revelation Jesus came to give the world was actually not the world, but Israel, to show that he was the Messiah. So he said, you believe in God, and I also believe in me, that's as Messiah. But the point I want to bring out here is what Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. The word let there, like we know, is a permission word. Are you here, somebody? Friends, this word shifts all responsibility away from God to us. Amen. Now, one of the dangers of modern Christianity is to remove the believer's part or responsibility in receiving from God. It is true that we're under the grace of God, and it's true that Jesus has finished everything that has to do with our lives. Amen? That's absolute truth. It's incontestable. But another truth, hallelujah, one of the most dangerous things you have to look out for in Christianity is a half-truth. Watch out for half-truths. But in the New Testament, we are receivers. And receivers do things to receive. Even though the price has been paid, there are things we do to cooperate with God. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, Paul the Apostle was talking concerning his ministry and Apollo's ministry. And basically, he said in verse 9, we are laborers together with God. You have to look at that word together. So in God's great wisdom, there is man's part to play and there's God's part to play. He has already done his part, but then we do our part to receive from him. Amen? Now, so we need to understand as we study scriptures, which one is our part, which one is God's part. God's part has already been finished. But we have a part to play in receiving from God. And it's so important for us to understand that. And if God has given us a part to play, he has also granted us grace to do it. You understand me? So it's not supposed to be a struggle. We're supposed to receive grace to do it. So Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. That means that there's a tendency for your heart to be troubled. Your heart is the seat of your emotions here, your innermost being. Are you here, somebody? It doesn't matter what the situation may be, let not your heart be troubled. Glory to God forevermore. And you know, this comes to my heart because, there's so many things going around in our nation. Are you here, somebody? The world scene, generally speaking. But God is not irresponsible. He has not placed us here without help. He has not left us in a battle terrain without help. As a matter of fact, the mere fact that he left us here and that we did not leave this earth the moment we gave our life to Christ means that he has a plan. I know that God's plan is always a victory plan. It's always a victory plan. And let me go ahead of myself. God's plan is an exemption plan. So you must, as a Christian, you must think exemption. You must think exemption. You must constantly think exemption. I keep saying this, a Christian on assignment in a battlefield is safer than a Christian not on assignment in a perceived safety zone in the world. So the safest place in life is to be in the center of God's will. So, you see, we must understand this. God is not playing Ludo with your life. God is not playing chess with your life. God's not playing any other game with your life. You are on assignment in your place. And you're there to win. Sir, you're there to win. Ma, you're there to win. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus is saying, let not your heart be troubled. That's your assignment. You know, we pursue many legitimate things in life, and don't get me wrong, there are legitimate things in life. We need to strategize about life. We need to make our plans. We need to listen to God, of course, in doing that, which was one of the things that we were looking at in our wisdom weeks, you know, and all of that. We need to allow God to influence our lives and things like that, and we have a part to play in doing many things. But I want you to understand that life is first of all spiritual before it's natural. You can't really go above this fact. Life, the Christian life, not even the Christian life, actually all of life, because that's how God designed it to be, but much more the Christian life is designed. See, we win when we get our internal circumstances in order. We can't be running around in fear, running around guessing. One of the things the Holy Ghost told us about this year is that you will not strike the same thing twice. Listen, God will forgive your mistakes, but you know, you don't have to make those mistakes. There are some mistakes that are too costly. God redeems time, but sometimes it takes him a while to redeem time because he operates in the realm of men. He works through systems and circumstances. Are you here, somebody? So, listening to God can help you redeem time. Praise the name of the Lord. Doing things God's way, studying to do things God's way. It's very dangerous for any believer to be living in this day and age and is not developing a close walk with God. It is very dangerous. Are you here, somebody? It's very dangerous to be living your life in this day and age and you don't have a consistent communion with God. To allow him to interpret the circumstances of your life, to allow him to have the final say. Listen, God is not going to entrust your destiny 100% in the hands of a man of God, no matter how anointed. I'm a man of God, I should be maybe withholding that information from you, but I do not feel any need, are you here, somebody, to elevate myself to anywhere I'm not. Are you here, somebody? Jesus, Apostle John said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, he said that we have an unction in you, abides in you, and you know all things. That all things he was talking about is all things concerning your life. The deals, the nitty-gritty concerning your life will not be entrusted to a man of God. Because they are men, they are not God. They are spiritual guides, they are not God. God will not allow any human being to take his place in your life. Yes, there's a place for anointed ministry, no doubt about that. There's a place for men of God, no doubt about that. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you with me tonight? So when he said, let not your heart be troubled, that's not your pastor's job. That's your job. I'm sorry to say, if your heart is troubled, it's your fault. You must see to it. Let me see to it that your heart is not troubled. That's your first base. I don't care what it is. I don't care whether you've made the most grievous mistakes in life. I don't care what you're faced with. First line of defense is don't allow your heart to be troubled. You don't even have the next step or answer to take, but this is the next step. In Christianity, we always move from the known to the unknown. We don't start from the unknown. We don't start from the unknown. You need direction. Start with what God has already said. Act on God's word. Walk in the light you have, then you'll get more light. You qualify for more light when you walk in the light you have. Say, Pastor, it doesn't seem that God is talking. Well, God is intelligent. Maybe he doesn't need to tell you anything right now. Just keep believing him. Let not your heart be troubled. It does not matter what it is. I don't want to say I don't care because I do care. But it does not matter what it is. It does not matter how humongous the situation is. It doesn't matter how much you feel you have been stuck in a cyclic motion for so long. You must understand God's strategy and incorporate it with him. Don't allow your heart to be troubled. That's your job. Because God can't move in a troubled heart. He lives in your heart. He knows all things and he wants to communicate what he knows to you. He knows the next step to take and the next one and the next one and the next one. And steps coming together form a road of deliverance. But you must see to it that your heart is not troubled. Then he tells us how, believe in God, also believe in me. So a troubled heart is a sign of somebody not believing. And friends, I am in your shoes. I'm just like you. I'm not exempting myself. So I've got to make sure my heart is not troubled. Are you here, somebody? I pay school fees just like you. I pay bills just like you. Praise the name of the Lord. They don't reduce the price of rice in the market for me. Are you here, somebody? In fact, I just went to a clothier recently and on all of that, and he was talking to me and everything. He didn't give me nothing free. He was appreciating me, appreciating my ministry, laughing at me. you know, laughing. He was saying that he's going to slash down the price of this clothes, this, that clothes, that clothes. But when I did my calculation, because remember, I guess on small sense now, I guess on Ogbon now, because if a businessman is slashing down price too much, he must get his profit now. So as he's laughing at me, he's cutting me. I know. So I said, Pastor, when I'm doing the transfer due to his account, he didn't return it to me. He said, receive with thanks. You must make up your mind. You say, Pastor, you don't understand what I'm facing. I'm sure, I know I don't understand because I'm not you. I can't understand fully. I may appreciate to some extent, but this is the beginning of the path to deliverance. The devil is always going to watch. How is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? Listen, that is not your job. That's God's job. Your job is to understand why it must happen. Why it must happen? Because believe in God, believe also in me. What Christ has done guarantees our answer. That's why it must happen. But you got to keep yourself. This is your fight. This is every believer's fight. Things are going to come your way. It's going to seem to rock your world, but you must make up your mind. Are you here, somebody? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me. Verse 27. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Somebody here tonight? Verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I leave with you, my peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus is distinguishing between two kinds of peace here. One kind of peace is the one that he said, my peace I give you. Then another kind of peace is a peace of the world. And of course you understand this, that the peace of the world is based on a perceived sense that everything is in order and in control. Are you here, somebody? For example, if you have a bill to pay of 1 million naira and you have 10 million naira in the bank, you might laugh because you have some kind of peace. So that's no problem about that. I mean, just go to the bank and just make the transfer, whatever you need to do. Hallelujah. But if you have a bill of 1 million naira and you have 10,000 in the bank, now we're going to understand whether your peace is of this world or is of God. Because you see, in the natural, because faith is not a liar, in the natural, you don't have the capacity to pay that bill. Based on natural facts. Oh, but natural facts are not the end of the matter. They are not the end of the matter. Are you here, somebody? So there's a peace that's based on natural facts. There's a peace that's based on spiritual facts. There's a peace that's based on natural realities. There's a peace that's based on spiritual realities. So Jesus said, the only way you're not going to allow you're going to come to this place where your heart is not troubled is if you press into the peace that comes from him. If you receive that peace, it has to be received by faith. Are you here, somebody? Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Glory to God forevermore. I said, glory to God forevermore. For example, the peace of the world says, oh my goodness, with the kind of insurgency that's going on, who is next? Are you here, somebody? Well, I know one thing, you are not next. Because you're exempted. I say you're exempted. I say you're exempted. You are not the statistic. I say you are not the statistic. You are not a negative statistic. You are exempted. Listen, in Christ, there is perfect protection, perfect preservation, perfect deliverance. Now, nobody can do that for you. It is something that only you are anointed to do. To move yourself or allow the Spirit of God to move you into this peace, to receive this peace, so that no matter what is happening in your life, you are solid. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm not saying that you're not tempted. I'm saying you are solid. In the midst of the temptation, you're not wavering. Glory to the name of the Lord. Because in this life, you better get used to always having situations and circumstances that seem to surpass your natural capability to handle them. If you don't have that kind of situation where you're always faced with things that surpass your natural capabilities to handle, then you're not a candidate for God's manifestation. And it might be that the course you're on, the vision you're pursuing is not from God. Because if it's from God, he's going to see to it that you're constantly depending on him. And that's a safety zone. It's a safety zone to be depending on the Lord. It's a safety zone. Because the moment you start getting comfortable in what you have around, okay, you know, I have this here, I have this amount of money saved up here. Nothing wrong with savings. I have this here, this here, this here, this here. God will always move you to zones that will demand your absolute dependence on him. Because he doesn't want your savings to be your God. Your savings is wonderful. Save. I'm not saying don't save. Are you hearing somebody? He doesn't want anything to be your God. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. So the world gives one type. And the peace of the world is a sense of safety and tranquility based on circumstances. Are you hearing somebody? My peace is not based on anybody's promise to be a financier to me. No, my peace is not on that. I trust men, but I don't trust in them. Big difference. Trust means I give you a chance, but I don't trust in you. No, I can't trust in you. And you should not trust in me. Trust me, but don't trust in me. Otherwise, the day I do something, I'll say, even pastor. Pastor is a man first now. Man first, then of God second. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Are you here, somebody? And in case you don't know, and pastor has his own challenges too. I have to learn to cast my care upon the Lord. I have grace for that. To cast my care upon the Lord and handle things in church as though me, I don't have any challenge. So the moment the pastor gets a bit irritated, he says, even pastor, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. That's my, don't let it be troubled. Listen, sir. It is not the water that comes into a ship that sinks it. It's the water the ship retains. The excess water. Are you here, somebody? So it's not trouble that sinks anybody. It's the trouble that comes into you. You're allowed to come into you and you retain. That's what sinks you. So can you see this? First base, don't allow it to get into you. Don't allow it to get into you. And there's one way it gets into you. It's called focus. That's the only way it gets into you. A challenge is only as big as its representation in your mind. Look at Proverbs 23, verse 7 now. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Several years ago, I was meditating upon that, and the Holy Ghost just showed me that. I just said, as a man thinketh into his heart. So the gateway into your heart is your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, into his heart, so is he. Thinketh is present continuous. So what you dwell on consistently in your thought life will eventually become your reality. So you don't defeat lack or poverty by getting a good business idea. Poverty is spiritual. You defeat it first by refusing lack to enter your heart. You come to a place that you have holes in your shoes, you don't even have anything at all, and you're walking in the street. Somebody say, hey, poor man, and you don't even know. You don't even answer because that's not who you are. Because it's in your heart first. It's in your heart first. We're dealing with spiritual things here. Are you here, somebody? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So that thing is attempting to get your attention. Is attempting to get your attention. The trouble, the lack, the this, the that is attempting to get your attention. Praise the name of the Lord. Is attempting to make itself bigger in your life than God. Praise the Lord. Just maybe somebody came to church tonight for a deep revelation. I'll give you the deep revelation when you produce results with this one. Some Christians are so deep, they're so stuck. That thing is a basic law of life. If you want to conquer that thing, you must conquer it inside. As a matter of fact, the first key that you have come out of any situation in your life is when that thing no longer gives you sleepless nights. When you think about it, fear has gone. There's only one thing that can do that, my brother, my sister, is God's word. Not two things, not three things, not four things, not five things, not 10 things. It is God's word alone that's anointed to do that. We call it replacement by displacement. So you don't try and stop being afraid. You pump your heart with faith. Then the faith will check out the fear. That's what you do. You introduce light in that darkness. Are you here, somebody? You don't prove you're a responsible man by running around first. You prove you're responsible first and foremost by getting yourself together spiritually and get the direction so you will not run around. You haven't read the Bible said this in Ecclesiastes chapter 10. He said, those that go around the city. The foolishness of man weareth every one of them because they don't know how to go about a city. The labor of the foolish, thank you very much, weareth every one of them. You will not be involved in the labor of the foolish this year. You know, that's why we pray to get direction. Praise the Lord. Speed is only good when you're on the right track. Speed is good, though, but it's only good when you're on the right track. There's something called the labor of the foolish. It wearieth them. That's not the labor you're called to labor. Are you here, somebody? It's because they don't know how to go about the city. They don't know how to go about the city. They don't know how to go to the city. Praise the Lord. So as a man thinketh into his heart, so is he. Glory to God forevermore. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. So we've come out of a period of prayer, but this thing is so deep in my heart because you see, for your life to be any different this year, your investments have to be different. I'm not talking about your financial investments now here. Let's look at this, please. Matthew 12. You've got to have an investment mentality concerning life. You've got to have an investment mentality. And in having an investment mentality, you've got to understand what is most important in life. What is most important? We are spirit beings created in the likeness and image of God. We're having a natural experience. Are you here, somebody? The spirit comes before the natural. So spiritual investments are very important. And then when you're making your spiritual investments, you must know what you're looking for. One of the things that we try to emphasize in these weeks of prayer and fasting is the purpose of it being direction. Are you here, somebody? And settling some things in our heart. Giving God an opportunity to plow our heart and remove destinations that are not from Him. I woke up this morning with the word of the Lord in my heart and I just said, Lord, I thank you for it. I just rose up in my heart and the word of the Lord to me this morning was, I don't want any part in anything that's not God's plan. I'm not smart enough to think of this. It just rose up in my heart. Of course, if you put the word in your heart, the word will come out. It will come out of its own accord. I don't want any part with anything that's not God's plan, no matter how wonderful it looks. Because I don't have time for the labor of the foolish. 2020 is too critical a year. There's too much involved. There's too much speed God has for us. There's too much glory God has for us. We can't be laboring the labor of the foolish. So you must be a very strategic investor. I'm not talking about Warren Buffett now. I'm not talking about Bill Gates. I'm talking about you. Matthew 12. Praise the Lord. You must know what's important. You must know what's important. Please, you must know what's important. And know what to give yourself to. And I'm talking on a daily basis here. I'm not talking pick and choose. I'm saying on a daily basis here. So that as we come out of the momentum of prayer, let's sustain it with this personal understanding. Are you here, somebody? So please, it's always a time for us to, a lot of us have already disciplined prayer habits, but it's a time for us to corporately receive grace, are you here, somebody, and reinforce our spiritual disciplines as we go through the year. Because the year is the playing field, right? And you're going to be, the favor of God is going to be interrupting you this year. God's paths are going to be unveiled before you this year. But He needs your cooperation. Now, Matthew 12, this is Jesus again talking, verse 33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt, and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. Say la. Pause and think. But the Selah, I didn't actually mean to say Selah there. I meant to say QED. Quad erat demonstratum. That means that is the way it is. A tree is known by his fruit. Grace does not change that. A tree is known by its fruit. Verse 34. How did Jesus know that the fig tree was not fruitful, it wasn't by the word of knowledge. He went to look for fruit. The fruit was not there. It wasn't word of knowledge. It wasn't open vision. It was physical, open vision, but physical. Glory to the name of the Lord. I said, glory to the name of the Lord. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you go to a place and they want to hire you for a particular thing or employ you for a particular thing, they're employing you for something. Are you here, somebody? They're not employing you for excuses. They're employing you for production. But you know, the body of Christ is more important than the world. So it should be more in the body of Christ, Seth. Are you here, somebody? Talk is cheap when it comes to production. See, a tree is known by its fruit. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. This may look a bit tough, but see, it's time for praying in tongues to translate to production. Because even the Bible, at the end of the day, even the Bible corroborates all of those things. Are you here, somebody? So somebody say, it's time for production. Say, it's time for manifestation. Okay. Now look at this. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. Now Jesus said, O generation of vipers, he wasn't talking to you. How can you, being evil, speak good things? There's a principle here. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. Now look at verse 35. A good man, out of the good treasure, say treasure, of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth that present continuous. Okay, it's not just something that happens once in a while. It's something that's consistently happening. All right? So a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Now look at this. But I say unto you that every idle word or inoperative or inactive word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified. Awesome. By thy words thou shalt be justified. By thy words thou shalt be condemned. I like saying it this way, by thy words thou shalt be included. By thy words, thou shalt be excluded. So the powers of inclusion and exclusion are in words. But let's double back a little bit. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. Sir, man, every human being has treasure. As I'm speaking to you about investments tonight, are you here, somebody? It's all part of let not your heart be troubled. There's a treasure in life. What's your treasure? You must know the treasure that's above all treasures. You must know the treasure that creates all other things. We said life is spiritual first before it's physical or natural. Amen? So Jesus is talking about a treasure here. What is treasure? Something that's valuable. Is that not so? Something that's valuable. A man may have $1 billion in the bank and be worshiping. I'm just, oh my goodness, I'm feeling at peace because in his heart he has a treasure. Yes, $1 billion is a lot of money, can do a lot of things. I hear somebody. But what kind of treasure is Jesus talking about? He said that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth evil things. There is a treasure of treasures that affects the manifestation of life. So if everybody has a treasure, everybody has a treasure chest. Glory to God forevermore. And you determine really how wealthy you become. Because Jesus talked about the treasure of all treasures. Are you here, somebody? A treasure chest, a vault. Everybody has that. The only difference is that this vault can answer to life. The treasure in this vault can answer to life. And Jesus told us everybody has a treasure. Some have good treasure, some have evil treasure. And then in verse 36, he told us what the treasure is. He said, I tell you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. So the treasure chest holds treasure, and the treasure is words. Oh, glory to God. The building block of life. Words are the treasure. Are you here, somebody? Not any kind of words. Praise the name of the Lord. God's words. They're the building blocks of life. Those are the treasures. See, I'm trying to link this with let not your heart be troubled. See, that heart is troubled because of the treasure in it. The kind of treasure in it. If wrong words are there. Oh, hallelujah. I said, if wrong words are there, wrong manifestations will come out. But if right words are there, that's the treasure. That's the guarding. You can't control your peace without controlling the words you intake. You can't. You must understand that they're inferior words. They're superior words. God's words are superior words. Remember Jesus said in John chapter 6 verse 63, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. But he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. One translation said they have everlasting vitality. They are spirit and they are life. Are you here, somebody? So, if you want to determine the kind of results you get, you have an investment mentality. Praise the name of the Lord. You want to obey Jesus' words, let not your heart be troubled. You have a part to play in that. This is the part you play in it. The part you play in it is watching over the treasure in your heart and making sure the treasure or words in your heart are the right words. And the gateway into the heart is the mind. So if to watch over the treasure or the words in your heart, you must watch over what your mind is constantly thinking about. That is why the mind is the battlefield. What you're constantly, constantly thinking about, are you here, somebody? Or feeding on? So I live in this country just like you. I'm as passionate. Many times I have to do a lot of repenting. In closer, when I utter words and react in certain ways, when I see the way things are going in this country, praise the name of the Lord. I say, praise the name of the Lord. But with all sincerity of heart, when all is said and done, you must understand that you are exempted. Oh, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So be careful how you sing the song, lest it gets into your heart. Be careful the images you're constantly feeding on, lest they get into your heart. Be very careful about the gateway you're opening to the devil, lest it gets into your heart. You can't be feeding on fear. You can't be feeding on lack. Are you here, somebody? You can't be feeding on inability. You can't be feeding on some things. So what do you mean by feeding? You can't be thinking about them, talking about them all the time, and not understand that a spiritual transaction is getting into you, is taking place. And the treasure of your heart is either being, the good treasure has either been depleted, or the evil treasure has either been depleted. Are you here, somebody? A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account therefore in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, by thy words thou shalt be condemned. If you look at what he said in verse 34b, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. So you see the heart-mouth connection. What your heart is full of, your mouth is going to say. I hear somebody? And what your mouth keeps saying is the manifestation that's going to come into your life. So I say to you, you deal with lack from your heart. You deal with sickness from your heart. You deal with lack of opportunity from your heart. These things are going to be evidently round about you. But you see, something's going to happen. You're going to have to become a very diligent and aggressive investor in God's word. You're investing in God's word because you want to control what is in your heart. At the end of the day, that's you can't rise above that. I say you can't rise above that. And you're the one that has the job to do to determine what is in your heart. Nobody can really do that job for you. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Help me go to Proverbs, or come with me rather to Proverbs 4. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. I want to go about the business of conquering things. Conquering this year. Yes, we've received this year conquered. Now we're going to move into a practical demonstration. You have to maintain an overflow in your heart. You must. Are you here, somebody? You know when the Bible says, my cup runneth over, you know, a cup has to get full before it runs over. Isn't that right? How does a cup get full? You keep pouring into it. How does your heart get full? You keep pouring into it. Are you here, somebody? You keep pouring God's word into it. Glory to God forevermore. Now look at verse 12. 20. My son, that's he or she, attend to my words. Pay attention to my words. See, there are all kinds of words flying out there, right? Pay attention to my own. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. You see this? As you pay attention in your mind, it comes into your heart. Let them not depart from your eyes. Your eyes is your thinking here, your imagination. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. How much of their flesh? How much of their flesh? That means there's no disease this cannot cure. There's no physical condition, health condition that this cannot deal with. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? I remember recently, I was having some alarming conditions in my body. You know, went, saw some of our doctors, all of that. You did everything. And I followed the procedure, but I started deliberately. I mean, by the grace of God, we teach healing school, a miracle school, me and, you know, Pastor Isaac, Pastor Lee, and some other ministers, you know, I mean, for years now. To be quite honest with you, for over close to 2.5 decades, maybe running to 3, I've not had any physical challenge. But something happened last year, and then I understood, because I told myself, look, you can't get too busy. You know this in your head, but knowing it in your head is not knowing it in your heart. I started taking time. I started going through the same healing scriptures I teach myself to feed myself, because the anointing upon me to minister is different from the anointing to live. I can minister to people and they're getting healed and I can be sick. I can bless people and they're getting breakthroughs, but I can be broke. But I refuse to be broke. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be broke. Now look at that. Look at this. So I started feeding myself. Because I've been in the game. I mean, not the game. I've been in this thing for long enough. So I knew what's happening. So as I was meditating on those scriptures, they were not reacting my spirit. And I told myself, this is the danger of ministry. You can preach and preach and preach and not refill yourself. In fact, you can study to preach and not meditate on the word of God yourself. So when the first few weeks, I understood what was going on. I was repleting my personal deposit of faith. But something happened. So I was going on doing, checking my blood pressure, doing all of these, doing all the other things that I was told to do. For the first time in decades, I even started taking medication. But I knew, I looked at it, I said, this thing, and I know how to get off you. So one of those days, I came down, I was going to check my blood pressure at home. And as I put on the machine, the word of the Lord just jumped up in my spirit. Turn away from that machine and turn to me. I'm the healer of your body. I created your body. I can heal your body. Boom, that was my word. I just got on that train. Gim. I said, that's it. I'm out of this mess. You see, I understood something. That, you see, I have to focus on this thing until it reacts in my spirit. Until that faith comes alive. When that faith comes alive, don't step out until faith comes alive. Faith is a reaction of the word of God in your spirit. Faith is not doing it because somebody did it or because somebody gave a testimony. If you don't hear what they heard, you don't have the faith to do what they did, you will fall flat on your face. Let their testimony inspire you, but hear from God for yourself. Are you here, somebody? And from that day to this, glory to God forevermore, I'm back. That's what I'll say. Are you here, somebody? Oh, but that reminded me of something again, that there's no God's uncle. The word of God is the word of God. It works for everybody. Are you here, somebody? The spirit realm is an open market. If you do your transaction, you'll get your results. When you're going there, God's not going to say, Pastor Dunka. No. It's your transaction there with the word of God. You transact it, you get the result. So you have something in front of you now. Keep pumping your heart with the word of God. Your reaction moment will come. When that faith rises up, that situation will look like nothing before you. At that point, you have climbed into God's perspective. So just keep. And how do you do that? You meditate on it. I was pondering over those scriptures. I was speaking them out of my mouth. I didn't feel anything ecstatic. I didn't see no angel. But let me tell you, you don't need to feel anything when you're operating with God's word. God's word is God's word in spite of your feeling. You don't need the building to shake. Just keep meditating on it. Just keep speaking it. Just keep feeding on it. Your reaction moment will come. Romans 10, 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Actually, it's by the word of Christ as you're feeding on it. I just kept building images of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Are you here, somebody? I kept telling myself, no, it's not possible. Jesus, you took this thing on your body. You took it. I kept imagining the Son of God, his body torn for my sake. Seen on me. I meditated upon. You see, I had to do that. The Holy Ghost will meditate for you. He will help you in your meditation. I was too lazy to do that, man. I would have been, well. So with every challenge, that's what you do. You move yourself into the peace of God. Are you here, somebody? By your transaction with the word of God. You move yourself into the peace of God by your transaction with the word of God. And your transaction with the word of God starts by keeping it in your mind. This thing, nobody will do it for you. For they are life to those that find them, you see. There's no finding without seeking. And health to what? To all their flesh. Glory to God forevermore. I'm just passing through there, but that's not my subject. But look at verse 23, please. Keep your heart with all diligence. Can you see areas of responsibility? The word of God is instructing us. But you know, these are gracious things. There's grace to do this. But you must do it. Are you here, somebody? One guy asked Muhammad Ali, we hear about your training routine. How that you come out at 4 a.m. Sometimes you come out in the rain, you come out in the winter at sub-zero degrees, and you're running. He said, can you tell us the secret to your discipline? How do you bring yourself to this? He said, well, I'm just like everybody else. He said, I don't like any of these things I'm doing. But what I like is being a champion. He said, my love for being a champion is more than my love for my bed. So I want to remain champion. I know the man, he had a lot of vanity. So I like people's attention on me as champion. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Sir, ma, the answer is in God's word. Stop. You don't need to be running from pillar to post. The answer is there. I said, the answer is there. He said, you keep your heart with all diligence. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. For out of it are the issues of life. Glory to the name of the Lord. I said, glory to the name of the Lord. Now that word heart there is the seat of your appetites. The seat of your desires or emotion. Keep it with all diligence. Now we talked about this heart, but that's where your treasure is. Those are the treasures. So you make sure you make sure that treasure in your heart, number one, is the right treasure and is there in the right amounts. Are you here, somebody? Can I tell you the truth? The results will take care of themselves. Because the results you're looking for are supernatural results. There are many things that are going to happen in your life you have no explanation for. But you have an explanation for putting the word of God in your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence. That's how you're going to conquer that thing. You're not going to conquer that thing with English. You're not going to change your financial status with English. Are you here, somebody? Oh, but we're anointed. Glory to God forevermore. There's an anointing. There's a blessing upon us. I said there's a blessing upon us. That's our supernatural edge. I don't care how you look at it. That is our supernatural edge. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep. It means to guard. It means to protect. Watch as they say, put a fence round about it. With all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Glory to God forevermore. You know what? If you look at that word issues, you know what it means? It means, you see, I'm telling you sometimes King James can be misleading. The translation is okay, but look at the Hebrew or the Greek to help you. That word issue, you know what it means? It means border. Border, the outer marker. In other words, what is in your heart is where the border of your life is. No matter how you push, you can't go beyond the condition of your heart. Is the border, is what sets the line. So you are in the position to increase the line. I'm tired of this. I'm going to set the line further. You do it from inside. You set the borders of your marriage, the kind of thing you want. You set the borders of your life. Praise God forevermore. You're not happy with the life you have now. God has shown you how to do it. Are you here, somebody? The borders, the outer lines, the marker, outer marker. You see people putting so much strength and energy, but they just keep bouncing back and forth because the border has not been extended from inside. And only God's word can do that. As you meditate on it, those walls will come down. You start seeing yourself in places. Praise the name of the Lord. You start seeing yourself touching places. Now, when you see it, wisdom begins to come to help you function there. That's the investment you must make. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? So that round and about motion, you break that thing from inside. Oh, glory to God forevermore. I said, glory to God forevermore. This is not boneface. This is meditating on God's word until something drops inside of you. Listen, until you get that reaction in your spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. So you just keep at it. You just keep at it. Because the word of God has already told you the path to go in. It has killed a lot of assumption for you. So it has told you, this is the path for manifestation. Go on this path, you get manifested. That's really helped you. So you don't need to be saying, okay, is this the path? This is the path. You don't have 7, 10, 14, 1,000 different ways. No, this is the path. Stay on it. You'll get your answer. Glory to God forevermore. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it means the border. I extend my borders from inside. Are you here, somebody? And the good thing about it is that God's word is the wisdom of God too. So as God is giving you fresh pictures, and those pictures are becoming real to you, you're fitting into those pictures. You're becoming very comfortable with them. The wisdom of God is also coming to you concerning things that will help you manifest that picture. It's a combo. I say it's a combo. You know, you go to a fast food shop, sometimes they sell things in combo. First time I had privilege to go to the U.S., I went to a fast food. I was attending Creflo Dollar Conference, so I said, let me walk, because I want to just check out the area. Let me just walk. So I walk. So I walk 30 to 40 minutes. It even helps me, too. So let me reduce all this junk food I'm eating. And I went to one McDonald's like that, and, you know, it was black Americans. They were the ones, you know, the franchise. They owned that particular. Well, they was working there. And man, I won't lie to you, I didn't understand one thing they said. Those guys, like, they're speaking, what? Don't you get that meal? I said, what on earth? I know everybody's cranky in that place. I don't know who is who there. So I don't even ask you, what are they saying? I understand the Caucasians, but I don't understand the black Americans. They have their own language, different. I don't know what it is. So one little girl like that, I'm sure she was a teenager or something, look at me, somebody, she was asking me questions. Well, at least I was able to discern that she was asking me, what do I want? So when she said, that meal, I said, yes. I said, well, not in sport. Let me know what this meal is today. So I got to find out the meal was the combo. The Coke and the burger and the chips and the fries. So little by little, I started understanding what they were saying. So me, I said, okay, you are doing it. I'll talk back to you, my Nigerian. So I said, you're not from here. I said, obviously, you can hear my accent. I'm not from here. But I'm paying for my meal. Anyway, why did I say that now? For goodness sake. Combo, sir. Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. See, I have a new anointed man around. So the combo issue is that picture comes with direction. It does. I said, it does. It comes with wisdom. It comes with everything. Because it's God's word that moves it there. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. When the Lord came up to me, it wasn't a wish. It wasn't a hope. I was not even thinking about it. I was just going there meditating and just speaking. It just rose up in my spirit. Turn away from that machine and turn to me. I just saw Psalm 139 playing before me. I created your body. I'll take care of it. Glory to God forevermore. That was it. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? So powerful, that same word can come concerning your money. It can come concerning your money. It can open channels of finances to you. Are you here, somebody? It can come concerning your family life. It can come concerning your business. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Sama, we have a way. Let's use our way. Oh, hallelujah. Let's use our way. We have a way. Let's use our way. Praise the name of the Lord. We don't have to be sweating pillar and post to find out. Listen, we can just use our way. Glory to God forevermore. Let's sit on it. Are you here, somebody? Let's sit on it. Glory to God forevermore. Let's just keep giving the Holy Ghost material to use. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God forevermore. Let's look at Job, please. Thank you, Lord. Is somebody here tonight? Sir, you are exempted. Ma, you are exempted. This exemption starts from the inside. Oh, dear Lord. Well, let's go ahead. Oh, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Money is coming to you in strange ways this year. Listen, I'm not saying that you're not going to have a strategy anymore, but do you notice something? That in Joshua, right, chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, God instructed Joshua, who was leading a bunch of ex-slaves, whom Egypt obviously did not teach the art of warfare, because who is going to teach slaves that they're benefiting from how to defend themselves? The art of warfare. They are building Egypt cities. Are you here, somebody? Egypt is benefiting from them. Egypt will not teach them. They will teach them other skills, but nothing that will empower them to even dream about getting out of slavery. So these guys came, they had no military know-how at all. Moses' military might was the working of miracles. Moses' military might was the working of miracles. Are you here, somebody? Moses' anointing to judge the nation or to lead the nation was the working of miracles. Are you here, somebody? When people rebel, you just see simply who is on the Lord's side, come to me. Who's not on the Lord's side, go there. Are you here, somebody? Say, well, Lord, I know you sent me, but it's time to show that these people, you sent me. Earthquake. The ground go just tear. So his own was pure working on miracles. When Joshua came on the scene, there was a reason why God told Joshua, be strong and be of good courage. Because Joshua was wondering, how will I enter Moses' shoes? Yeah, I don't have this kind of one that Moses has. But you know what? You don't need Moses' own. Your own is on you. You don't need Moses' anointing. Because you're not Moses. So when Joshua came, God told you, Joshua, don't worry about it. I've already told you, nobody's going to be like my servant Moses. That's all face. Just leave that one. Even me, I acknowledge he's in a class of his own. But you, this book of the law shall not depart from out of your mouth. But thou shalt meditate upon it day and day and night, that thou mayest be careful to observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. Then shalt thou have good success. You'll be able to deal wise in all the affairs of life. So Moses' strength was the working of miracles. Joshua's strength was the wisdom of God. And he got that wisdom by obeying Joshua 1:8. When God said day and night, he meant day and night. He meant all the time. That's what he meant, all the time. If you keep these words of the law before you all the time, they will translate to wisdom to you. You always know what to do. Of course, our own, we don't meditate on the law. We're not under the law. We're under grace. So we meditate on these gracious words of the New Testament. Are you here, somebody? But that's not my point. My point is that when he came to Ai, which was the first major city that he was going to conquer, and he looked at Ai, what did the Lord tell him in Joshua chapter 6? He said, see, I have given you the king of Jericho. Isn't that right? See, I have given into your hand Jericho. Listen, see that I have given it already to you. Oh, glory to God. I have given into your hand Jericho. 1, 2, I have given into your hand the king thereof. What kind of battle strategy is that? Look at this mighty city of Jericho. Historians tell us that six chariots race along it side by side. And the width of every chariot is about 6 feet. The width of a chariot is about 6 feet. And six chariots can race with horses, side by side. You know, chariots will always be hitting each other. So what kind of mighty wall is that? Six chariots running, racing side by side around on top of the walls of Jericho without colliding with each other, without overturning. You know, there must be mad people even racing on the wall. So he said, concerning Jericho, see, I'm not going to tell you how to develop the latest stealth bomber. I'm not going to tell you about the latest missile technology. But look at this. Greater than stealth bomber is here. Greater than missile technology is here. Greater than sophisticated weapons of war is here. When you reach that city that in the natural is impenetrable, impregnable, you cannot defeat it. When you reach that city, the first thing I want you to know is that if you want to see the city conquered, you must see it conquered in your heart. You must see that I've already given it to you. Kai, Jos is bred before you this year. Nigeria is bred before you this year. The nations are bred before you this year. You know why we keep leading you to say it? Let these words enter your heart. One day you wake up and tell yourself, it's of a truth, it's bred before me. It will enter your heart. The more you say it, it will enter your heart. See, I have given into your hand Jericho, the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. So he was very specific about it. Oh, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Sir, lay hold on that next level of finance. See that you have entered into it. Forget about the manifestation. Meditate. Pray in other tongues. Pray it into your spirit. Give the Holy Ghost something to work with. The word of God. Meditate upon it. Pray in tongues over it. Marinate on it. Pray in other tongues. And the Lord said unto Joshua, say, I've given it to thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Now look at verse 3. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around the city once. Thou shalt do 6 days. And he gave him the rest of the instructions. What always blesses me about that scripture is that the wisdom of God came after. The Lord said, if you will see it done, then the wisdom will come to you. So that's why I say it's a combo. Are you here, somebody? So this thing is not just imagination. It's, yes, thank God, imagination is part of it. But this is talking about you exercise your mind with the word of God. And as you pray in other tongues, you keep giving the Holy Ghost that ammunition, that material. Are you here, somebody? And the day comes when that thing will drop into your spirit. That is the scene. It will drop into your spirit. And faith will come alive. Glory to God forevermore. That's a good labor. Let people be running around the world. You keep seeing and praying in other tongues. Glory to God forevermore. Inside of your heart, you will just shut that distance. Praise God forevermore. And once that thing clicks in your heart, manifestations will start following. And wherever you need to go in the world, you'll go. You go in hell. I say you go in hell. You meditate on these scriptures. You meditate on the things that God is stirring up in your heart. You meditate on them. When God, you know, uses scripture to take your attention, he's now giving you material to meditate upon. Glory to God forevermore. Are you here, somebody? So don't just be sleeping all your nights through. If you need to rest, rest. I mean, you don't need to do all night sleep every day. Are you here, somebody? Sometimes you need to be sleeping 6 hours. Maybe you overwork yourself. Maybe you need to do your 8 hours. But I don't understand how you can be doing 8 hours every day. How's that going to add up to your destiny? Are you here, somebody? Your eyes have got to be open to hear God's word, to see what God is saying. That's what he told Habakkuk. I will set upon my watch to see what he's saying to me. And what I'll answer when I'm reproved. Because you see, when I see, my heart needs to, that answer, my heart needs to react to it. My heart needs to say, Nam! Yes! Praise the name of the Lord. That's mine. Glory to God forevermore. See, when you have those transactions in your spirit, nobody can deter you from your cause. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Job 22. Thank you, Lord. Are we together tonight? I said, are we together tonight? Let not your heart be troubled. That's how you're going to do it. You're going to meditate on God's word and get. And then, you know, you have to police the information. You have to. Are you here, somebody? You can't just be talking about negative things. Say, we're not playing ostrich, but we're determining what we give attention to. You can know what is happening in your environment without making it the big thing for you. I'm not saying don't know what's going on in your environment. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that you don't make it the priority in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. Listen, people are dying every day. We know that. I hear somebody. But you don't need a broadcaster to keep telling you, oh, this happening. Oh, that's happening. That's. You see, the more you meditate on this kind of thing, one day you just start seeing yourself in line. Then you start talking foolishness and stupidity like, Like, you know, it can happen to anybody. We are not guaranteed the next moment. It sounds very wonderful. But the only problem with that is that it's not the word of God. Because the word of God says, with long life, you will satisfy me. Satisfaction means that I eat until I'm satisfied. If I'm talking about food now, I eat until I'm satisfied. All you can eat. When you're going to a buffet, a real buffet. Not this kind of chuku-chuku, wuru-wuru buffet. That you enter and just see skinny chicken. Yeah, this one there, this one there. No, no, no. But real buffet that all you can eat. Now you go tired, leave the food. So satisfaction here means that I've done all that. You can't go around. It's very subtle. It's very subtle, but it's not truth. It's not truth. You know, we're not guaranteed the next moment. So make the best use. It is not the word of God. You cannot walk in God's best when you're established in that nonsense. There's only one truth, though. And if you don't know God's word, you won't sift that truth. Before it does happen, you're preaching that. You know, it can happen to anybody. Are we better than them? After all, we are all pencils in God's hand. We are all mortal men. See. Not every garbage out there that sounds nice is God's word, though. It's poison to kill you, to affect the treasure in your heart. We are all pencils in God's hand. Hallelujah. I agree. Make the most of every moment, but not in fear. Otherwise, we kick out that Bible. Let me tell you the truth. If Psalm 91 verse 16 is not true, with long life he satisfies me, show me salvation, then John 3:16 is not true. Then Romans 10, 9 and 10 is not true. Then I tell you the truth, just go to some other people like some other people are doing. Let's just do our best and then the day we die, let's just believe. Whatever we do, if God is in a good mood or if plus or minus by differential equation, they sift our good work and this one do at all. If one word in this Bible is not true, throw it away. But let me tell you this. You have a part to play in establishing yourself. The word that came up my spirit for tonight. That's why I said I'm just going to use John 14:1 because it has to have some kind of message. Is this. You must understand the reality of your exemption. And then you must understand that you must be built up in two places to walk in it. Built up in your spirit and built up in your mind. I can't finish it tonight. But at least I'll wrap it up for today. Are you somebody? You must be assured of it from your own spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. Have you ever heard this, that 1,000 may fall by your side and 10,000 by your right-hand side? Do you know the Bible is literally saying it? Do you know what it means to have 1,000 people here? This auditorium cannot sit 1,000 people. Even with our overflow and pushing outside, maybe we'll be able to fit in 1,000. Do you know 1,000 human beings? He said, even 1,000 fall on your left, 10,000 on your right-hand side. He said, it will not come near you. He said, it will not come near you. Now, you've got to make up your mind. Are you going to believe that or not? Nobody can believe it for you. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? I said, you hear somebody. That means if there shouldn't be, pa, 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 pa. Psalm 91, when they get to you, they'll just, either they won't see you or the God will move over you. You got to believe that for yourself. I said, you got to believe that for yourself. And the believing is not magical. You stay with this truth until it drops in your spirit. Until that's the picture you see. Are you here, somebody? Then he said, only with your eyes shall you see the reward of the wicked. It will not come near. That can happen in financial realm. That can happen in your marriage. You see, when you lay hold on this scripture and it enters your heart, then the wisdom to bring it to pass will begin to come. The Holy Ghost may tell you, okay, make this adjustment here. See, there's wisdom that comes when you see. When you see well. When you see what the scripture says. Are you here, somebody? So you must fortify your spirit. You must fortify your spirit. You can't fortify your spirit without fortifying your mind, sir. You can't. Are you here, somebody? I say you can't. A lot of you who follow will know about this basketball star that just died in an unfortunate helicopter crash. Some of us, when we were growing up, you know, depending on our generations, but he was one of the people that was a star player now. Generation we were growing up and all that. And I didn't know him personally. I hear somebody, like some of you that kill yourself over Man U and all of that, as though the dividends of the match will even come to you. You're just so passionate, angry. You come to just fight everybody. Man U fan versus Arsenal fan. Man U fan will sit on that side. Your head no correct. Oh. Do they even know you? What are you in the soup? Are you Bokoto? Are you No? Are you Maggie? They don't even know you. But you're fighting over things that don't exist. Yeah, but you know, of course, we knew about this young man, everything. I'm a grown-up man. And you know, honestly, me, it just really pained me. You know, so I just started following the thing. I just found myself following it. Oh, yeah. What kind of thing is this? Eh? Just follow every link I could find. After some time, helicopter crash. Yeah? I just disconnected from every link. I said, which kind of job is this? You just see images. Boko Haram did this. This one did that. Hey, we say, what's happening in Nigeria? It can become like that with lack. It can come like with other things. The devil's just spotting those images. It's piling up. Taking over your mind. Its final destination intended to be your heart. Because your heart is the production center. Whatever enters your heart is automatically produced in your life. So you police your heart by policing your mind. No matter how deadly it looks, God is infinitely bigger than that rascal. No matter how big it looks, God is infinitely bigger. Do you know sometimes it's the simplest revelations that I meditate on? God, you are infinitely bigger than this thing. You are bigger than this thing. Are you here, somebody? I just keep my mind there. Glory to the name of the Lord. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, let me just do this in 5 minutes. Job 22. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. Are we here tonight? I said, are we here tonight? I said, are we here tonight? No, I'm not saying you should not know what's going on in your surroundings. I'm not saying you should play ostrich. I'm not saying that. You know how ostrich does? It's a big, huge bird with a very long neck, a small head. So, ostrich will put his head in a hole in the sand. See his body outside, though. So, if his head is in there, he's like, lion, no go get me here. Yeah, you wish. I'm not saying that you should play ostrich. But what I'm saying is this. You should put your faith in a God that is bigger than everything else. Are you here, somebody? Now, look at this. Job 22. Hallelujah. Verse 21. Thank you, Lord. So fortify your spirit. By fortifying your mind. You fortify your mind by watching what is the predominant thought there. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. Watch what you predominantly talk about. Are you here, somebody? You should have a company of faith. You should have a company of faith that the predominant discussions, I'm not saying you shouldn't talk about what's going on in the country, but I always watch to see that the conversation ends in faith. Ends in faith. That you don't just allow a shred the conversation to end in fear and hopelessness. Praise the name of the Lord. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Therefore, good shall come to thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his word, from his mouth. Lay up his words in your heart. That's what I'm after. Receive, I pray thee, the law. In this case, we've heard the word is nice, the word. It said, lay up his words. Lay up his words in your heart. You know, Jesus said in John 17, 17, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I don't mean to offend anybody, but it's not everything that every Christian leader says that's truth. It's not everything that every Christian says that's truth. It must check out with God's word. And some of these things are very subtle, like the one I mentioned before. Very subtle. You're not guaranteed the next moment. It's very subtle. It's a lie. I said it's a lie. Because Satan can kill you with that statement. You don't need to enter debate. Just lay the word of God in your heart. With length of years, you satisfy me. Show me your salvation. Say perfect protection. Say perfect provision. What about Psalm 121 that said, he said, thou shalt be with me, he will be with you in your going out and your coming in. Is that not perfect? Does that sound like you're not guaranteed the next moment? Take God's word above man's word. No matter how wonderful the guy is, just smiling, he may be the most humble person in the world, but humility is not necessarily guaranteed for intelligence and wisdom. Thank you, sir. It's the foundation for it, but it doesn't necessarily translate to it. So what I'm saying, I'm not saying you should criticize anybody. I'm just lay up his words in your heart. For example, 2 Corinthians 9, 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so you all the time, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. If that is not your reality yet, don't throw it away. Keep at it. The wisdom of God will bring you there. Are you here, somebody? Exalt God's word above all else. That just came up in my spirit so strong this evening. Are you here, somebody? Fortify your spirit. Glory to God forevermore. I said glory to God forevermore. Don't let those words be flying around in your house. Don't let those words be flying around your house. Don't allow those words and atmospheres be flying around about you. Receive, I pray this, the Lord from his mouth. Lay up his words in your heart. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Built up. Built up. Built up. I know the returning here is in the way you think. That's the returning. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. That means that laying up God's word in your heart is the power to killing sinful habits. Yes, it is. It will dry them up from inside you. They will fall off of you. Then you will lay up gold as dust. It's too late. It's already there. I say it's already there. So don't take any rocks at me and throw at me. But I fully intend to live in this scripture. I lay up gold as dust. I lay up silver as the stones of the brooks. Job 22, 24. The word of God, not Dunka's word. I lay up gold as dust. I know some of you are so humble. You want to tell somebody, take the whole world and give me Jesus. But I found out in the word of God that he's not asking me to do without any. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Besides, we know what we're going to do with it. Are you here, somebody? Kombu, sir. Thank you, sir. Thou shalt lay up gold as dust. Can you see this thing? Right now, it may seem as if you're laying up broke as dust, but listen, meditate on this word. Meditate on this word. Get it in your spirit, oh. I said, get it in your spirit, oh. I said, get it in your spirit, oh. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, we're giving out many cars. We're in a transition now to enter another level of harvest of cars. But sometimes our dear brethren will be going to preach and everything. So now you see the way that people look at us. The big TV preacher. Is this the car you're coming in? Well, what does the car have to do with it? But as God always helps us, before we leave, we clear their doubts. They're not looking at the car anymore. They're happy and we're happy. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? But I'm telling you the truth. Go through the thing. Don't let the thing go through you. You're walking through. You're walking to. So don't unpack your bags when you have not reached your destination. And then don't leave at any destination too long. I say you're walking through. I say you're walking through. So organize your vision. Praise the name of the Lord. See what God has said about you. This place you are right now, you're walking through it. Praise God forevermore. Don't let it enter you and sink you there. That's not your destination. That's not your final destination. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? But look at this. Thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea! I tell you the truth. Nigerian wrote this. Yea! The Almighty shall be thy defense. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. That's the second time he mentioned it. So God's going to give you, you're going to lay up gold as dust. Silver, the stones of the field. God will be your defense. Apart from having plenty of silver, you will still have plenty of silver again. And God will be your defense. And God will be your defense. Now, you have got to see, this is what God said. Are you here, somebody? You focus on that, it begins to drop into your spirit, and the wisdom of God begins to come to you. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here, somebody? Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Glory to God. And shall be established unto thee. Now let me go back to verse 27. Let me just say that. You see, when you tell God, if you deliver me, I will do this. Do it. He will not kill you if you don't do it. But do it. Let me leave it at that. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon all thy ways. Say, no more confused days. Say, I always know what to do. Glory to God. And the light shall shine on thy ways. When men are cast down, you shall say, there is lifting up. He shall save the humble person. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, when you see some people making statements, don't be angry at them. Find out how they're making it. Honestly, I remember the first time many, many, many years ago before I really fully came into the word of faith, really fully understood the word of God, like I decide now, I hear Bishop Oyedepo saying things like, I can never be poor. I mean, what kind of thing is this? I beg you. See, this kind of thing. Let's be real now. Until I understood that it was a reaction from his spirit. They said, one lady came one time in those days when, as he said, that there were more chairs than human beings, more benches than human beings. He said, Pastor, please, please, please. I mean, people are laughing at us. All day we're talking prosperity, 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 prosperity. Look at us, we're going around. They're chasing some of us out of our house. We can't pay house rent. We're shouting prosperity. Can we just calm this thing? People, at least let's use some wisdom. Yes, they said, okay, thank you, man. Thank you, man. That we, when they went back to service, I can never be poor. I am so rich. Rich people are calling me rich. The lady just fell on the ground and started laughing. The pastor has an incurable case. Is this in dispute now? I said, is it in dispute now? It's a reaction from inside. The word of God had entered and penetrated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. So stay with God's word. Fortify the picture inside you. Because you're exempted. I say you're exempted. This year will be exactly what God said it is for you. This year, you're of the double portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're flowing in answered prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those destinations God has put in your heart, you will access them easily in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The wisdom of God is available to you. I said the wisdom of God is available to you. You will not spend long in one destination this year. You will not be doing hit and miss, hit and miss, hit and miss, hit and miss. You strike it once this year in the name of Jesus. The light shines upon all your ways. 2020 is bread before you. 2020 is conquered before you. Early victories are yours this year in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You and your family are preserved in Jesus' name. I said you are preserved from harm, you are preserved from evil in the name of Jesus. You will not be a negative statistic this year in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your feet are set upon the path that he has ordained for you in Jesus' name. The crooked paths have been made straight for you. Rough roads have been made smooth. Valleys have been exalted. Mountains have been made a plain. Even now, God is stirring up the hearts of men. And they're courting and seeking your favor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was reading and they said, you know this virus that has broken forth in China. And the China celebrating their own New Year. And a lot of the guys, Chinese people are here, have gone. And now they'll be back in a week or two. So they shout and say, Nigeria should go and hold our port very well. I say, Chinese or no Chinese, you are redeemed from destruction.
You are fortified from evil. No plague comes near your dwelling in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No evil comes near your dwelling. But you see, you put that border around your house. You put that border around your house as you put God's word in your heart. Are you here, somebody? And then instructions come to you. I say instructions come to you. Praise the name of the Lord. I know that there's sometimes I'll just come home on a normal day and I'll just enter. And as I'm entering, the Holy Ghost will just speak inside of me and say, before you sleep, anoint the premises. And I'll just do it. But I don't do it every day. But I can't remember the last time I did it. There was one day he asked me to do it several times in a week. He knows why. I said, he knows why. I'll not turn into a ritual or routine, but I believe that he knows my way. Praise the name of the Lord. Me, I'll just keep putting the word of God in my heart. Glory to the name of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Oh, this year, you'll arrive at the destination of evil, but find that it has gone ahead of you. Missed you. It will be a step behind you or a step in front of you. But you will always be in the God's zone of protection in the name of Jesus. I declare that this year your eyes are open to see. Your ears are open to hear. You have a wise understanding heart. You just with joy, without worrying, put the word of God in your heart. The word of God will translate to direction to you. The word of God will translate to wisdom to you. You'll just be knowing what to do. You'll wake up with holy knowings in your heart. These are the days that you'll wake up and you just know what to do for that day. You just know that today, call this person or do this or do that. You just wake up knowing what to do. Praise the name of the Lord. I say you wake up knowing what to do. Like Ruth of old, as you just follow those gentle promptings of the Spirit, you will happen into the harvest fields that God has ordained for you. And you will reap, sir. You will reap, sir. You will reap, sir. Many years harvest are coming to you this year. I say many years harvest are coming to you this year. People will look at you and say, how did you get from this point to that point so fast? How did you get so far, so fast? You will have no recourse but to say, the hand of the Lord has done this. You will have no recourse but to give God glory. Because you know, yes, you are involved in the process, but the result is much more than anything you could have ever put in the name of Jesus. This is your year. I said, this is your year. This is your year in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your little steps, God will multiply to become mighty strides in Jesus' name. As God is ordering your path, you'll be answering your questions. Questions you've had in your heart for years, God will be answering them in the name of Jesus by manifestation. This is your year, my brother. This is your year, my sister. The Lord sustains you in your sleeping and your waking. He preserves you in your going out and your coming in. In your eating and your drinking, you are preserved by Almighty God. You are kept by the mercy of God. You are kept by the power of God. Be telling me the word of God is enough. Let people settle down on God's word. Praise the name of the Lord. And allow those pictures to be formed in their heart. You start seeing God will give you. This year, you'll be waking up with wisdom. You'll be waking up with wisdom. This year, you'll wake up and God will arrange weeks for you. You know, okay, this is what I should do this week. This is what I should do next week. It will just come to you. It will just rise up in your heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, glory to God forevermore. And you'll be rejoicing as prayers are being answered in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not a negative statistic. You will never be one. I say you will never be one. You and your family are preserved from all harm and from all disaster in the name of the Lord Jesus. And this year you will know provision. Oh, you will know provision. You are separated from shame and reproach in the name of Jesus. In the area of provision, you are separated from shame and reproach in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord orders your feet. Where you need to be, you'll be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who needs to enter your life will enter your life in the name of Jesus. You have the wisdom to discern who to enter your life. And you have the wisdom and the grace in the name of Jesus to receive instruction where you need instruction in the name of Jesus. But this year, you are stripped from financial embarrassments in the name of Jesus. You are stripped from all reproach of lack of provision in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your cup, your money bag runs over in 2020. I say your money bag runs over in 2020. And you enter these things early. I say you enter these things early. I say you enter these things early. I say you enter these things early. Say, Pastor, what do you mean by early? End January is early. February is early. March is early. I see something happening in this first quarter of this year. Something that will rupture and break open in the name of Jesus. The flow for you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God starts with you early in 2020. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
This message has been brought to you by the Word Force Partners, Covenant Word Christian Center International. To be a part of the Word Force, visit our website at www.covenantwordchristiancenter.org and follow us on all our social media platforms at Covenant Word Unlimited.